The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or Tampa, Florida. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to go to the phones, and I've got EJ in Utica, Ohio. EJ, welcome. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you, sir?
I am outstanding as well. Thank you for asking. What's on your mind?
So I was listening in on my way home from work here as you were talking about that article from Sojourners. And one of the things, when I was at Ohio State, I minored in American Indian Studies. And it's very interesting to me that whoever the author of that article was conveniently left out that in most of at least the American Indian religions, while Mother Earth and all of the other, you know, different elements are considered to be, you know, entities that you interact with, all things have their origin within the Great Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find that absolutely intriguing that she completely left that out of her article.
Well, but I looked up
in those
while during the break, I looked up who she was. She is the director of campaigns and mobilizing at Sojourners. And, the more I read through the article, the worse it gets. In fact, let me find this quote. All the climate action. I'm sorry. Quote, Western interpretations of Scripture often place humans as the crown of creation. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But she is denigrating the biblical doctrine that man is the crown of God's creation. She is denigrating that. She says,
"Wow.
I mean, seriously, EJ, I have expected loony, crazy things from Sojourners, but this is the worst I have ever seen. Many of these contemporary attitudes about human dominance over nature are rooted in colonial ideas about cultural and racial superiority, principles that the Christian church helped uphold and spread. Western interpretations of Scripture often place humans as the crown of creation." Yes, that is true. Guilty. Oh, my goodness, EJ.
Well, wasn't it in Genesis where God says, be fruitful, multiply, and subdue the earth under you?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And it's also true that God created a plan of salvation only for human beings. And God clearly gave mankind dominion over the creation. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It is hard to believe the heresy that is sweeping into the evangelical movement. Now, I've known for years that the Sojourners were not in any way, shape, or form evangelical, but they still claim to be. Jim Wallace claims to be an evangelical. They are absolutely apostate and heretical. And that's why, you know, I want my listeners to know what's going on. I want them to subscribe to this lunacy so they can see it for themselves and know that I'm not exaggerating and I'm, you know, I'm not taking things out of context. It's just, it's crazy, it's nuts, but it's also heretical. It really yeah. is. And ignoring that some of the American Indian indigenous people's religion required human sacrifices to appease Mother Earth. Does she subscribe to that as well? You know, attacking another tribe and bringing the captives of another tribe and offering them as a human sacrifice to appease Mother Earth?
Oh, yeah.
It's insane, EJ. It really is. It's just absolutely insane.
Yes, sir. Well, and even in those religions that you're talking about in South America, one of the most interesting things is the most powerful deity is portrayed as a plumed serpent. Isn't that a clue?
Yeah. What a coincidence. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, hey, thanks, EJ. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for having me on, sir.
All right. Anytime. God bless.
Yes, sir. Bye.
One of the outstanding experiences of my life, on my 50th birthday, that's been at least a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of visiting the Pyramid of the Sun at Teotihuacan, Mexico. It's about 60 miles outside of Mexico City. It is the largest pyramid on the earth. It is not as high as the Great Pyramid in Giza. I've also had the privilege of being there. But in mass, in actual size, it is the largest pyramid in the world. It was a part of Aztec worship, the Pyramid of the Sun. The same kinds of people as indigenous Americans. Okay, what was the purpose of the Pyramid of the Sun? Well, on top was an altar. And if you stand on top of the Pyramid of the Sun today, you can look down at a stone avenue that is called the Avenue of the Dead. And that's where the Aztecs, indigenous Indians who revered nature, but that's where they brought their captives. And they brought them down the Avenue of the Dead, made them walk up the steps to the top of the Pyramid of the Sun, and there they were bound to the altar on top of the pyramid. And the high priest would take a sharp knife and cut the heart out of the chest of the human sacrifice. And according to their religion, they had to raise the heart while the heart was still beating to appease their God. Yes, that is part of indigenous people's worship. And here is one of the employees, one of the directors of a so-called evangelical organization saying, we got to abandon Western theology. That's stuff that the Bible teaches. And we got to listen to indigenous peoples because they honored Mother Earth and treated trees like a sibling. Yeah, and they also offered human sacrifices. What a great example to follow. Folks, listen. When you leave behind the absolute authority of Scripture, there is no limit to the compromise that you will make theologically. There is no limit to the apostasy that eventually you will embrace. Once you leave the absolute authority of Scripture. Then you begin to believe that other ancient writings are equal, other peoples are equal, other religions are equal. And you end up like the sojourners. An American social justice Christian evangelical organization suggesting that we reject biblical truth about creation and instead adopt pagan, heathenistic, demonic spiritism. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, an unbelievable experiment with the brain. Just, I don't know about this. On one hand, it could be wonderful, and then on the other hand, just because you can do it, should we? I don't know. Some experiments taking place out in California on the human brain. Wait till you hear this.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I honestly don't know whether this is really good news or it ought to scare us to death. I'm not sure. It's an experiment with your brain. Reported yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'll get to that really, really quick. But for our Ohio listeners, just a quick note. Joy and I have the privilege of being at Cardington Nazarene Church this coming Sunday morning. I will be preaching there. Cardington Nazarene Church in Cardington, Ohio. We will be there in the Sunday morning service this coming weekend. I'll be preaching in the morning service, have the privilege of being there, and would love to meet some of you. If you're in the area and you don't have a good Bible-believing church that you can attend on Sunday morning, Cardington Nazarene Church this coming Sunday morning. And by the way, to our Florida listeners, my wife and I will be in Tampa for a little bit in February. Well, Lord willing, we're going to be in the Tampa area in February. And if you would like for us to come and like for me to preach at your church, our website is crosspower.net. That's the website of our ministry that my wife and I have, crosspower.net. And all the contact information is there. And I'd love to preach at some churches in Florida, in the Tampa area. Yeah, around February. So check it out. All right, back to this story. Imagine this. A young man who is now 30 years old had a massive stroke 15 years ago. Teenager. Massive stroke. And for the last 15 years, he has been paralyzed and unable to speak. Quote, the stroke left him nearly completely paralyzed in his arms and legs, but also in the muscles of his vocal tract. But the areas of the brain that once issued speech commands are still intact. So here's where we get to this experiment. Experiment down at the University of California, San Francisco. The results reported just yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Scientists have implanted a device in this young man's brain that decodes signals in the man's brain that once controlled his vocal tract. They have found the portion of his brain that controls his voice. The stroke made that inaccessible by the rest of his brain, but that portion of his brain is still intact and alive. And so they implanted a device that decodes those signals, and after months and months of computer research, computer programming, This young man is now able to speak by simply thinking. When he thinks, it operates a computer program, and he speaks. Currently, he is speaking at 15 words a minute, which is very slow, obviously, and he has a limited vocabulary right now of about 50 words. Quote, the man is currently limited to a vocabulary of just 50 words and communicates at a rate of about 15 words a minute, which is much slower than natural speech. Edward Chang, a neurosurgeon at the University of California, San Francisco, said, this tells us that it is possible. I think there's a huge runway to make this better over time. They do not give the young man's name. They call him Bravo One because of brain-computer interface restoration of arm and voice. Bravo. So he is simply called Bravo One. And when he thinks, he speaks through a computer program because of this chip, this device implanted in his brain. On one side, isn't this incredibly exciting for people who have brain damage, who have been paralyzed, just thinking? But then by the time you get to the end of the article, they talk about the problems. What if the person is thinking things that he or she doesn't want anybody to know? Are you with me? Hey, listen. A lot of the things you think, you don't want people to know, right? You think it, but you don't say it. Well, with this program right now, there is no way to differentiate between the things that you want to communicate and the things that you don't. So basically, there's no privacy. They are speculating that somehow they may be able to differentiate between the thoughts that you want to communicate and the thoughts that you simply have for yourself. But the technology is incredible. Like I said, I don't know whether that we should be excited. I can see lots of reasons why. Or really frightened. I can see reasons for that as well. As science progresses, we are going to be facing more and more situations like this. Just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. But because you could listen to this program, I'm glad you did. And I hope you will be back with us tomorrow. Whether you're in Tampa or whether you're in Columbus, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.